USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Associate Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas on Monday temporarily blocked a grand jury in Georgia from subpoenaing Senator Lindsey Graham over a phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger after the 2020 election. Murderer Scott Peterson has been moved off death row more than 2 years after the Supreme Court in California overturned his death sentence for killing his pregnant wife 2 decades ago in San Francisco Bay. Peterson was moved last week from San Quentin State Prison north of San Francisco to Mule Creek State Prison east of Sacramento. A state judge is now considering if Peterson deserves a new trial after the justices separately said his jury may have been tainted by a biased juror. Israeli media is reporting the Israeli Air Force destroyed an Iranian drone factory in Syrian territory during a bombing raid Saturday. The parts were manufactured in Iran and then secretly shipped to Damas in the southern area of Syria. An armed teenager broke into a St. Louis high school Monday morning, fatally shooting a teacher and a teenage girl and wounding 7 others before being killed in a shootout with police. Speaking at a news conference Monday afternoon, Police Chief Michael Sack identified the 19-year-old shooter as Orlando Harris, who graduated from Central Visual and Performing Arts High School last year. Chief Sack.
You know, one of the challenges that law enforcement and employers and others face is individuals who suffer from mental illness. When they're being treated, they're medicated, they could be a normal, productive citizen.
The U.S. military says it's ready to begin draining fuel from 3 pipelines as part of an initial step towards closing a World War II-era fuel storage facility that leaked petroleum into Pearl Harbor's tap water last year. The leak affected roughly 93,000 people. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govnet.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full 1-pound bags of original U.S. government struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's-grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Rumors of a radioactive false flag have sparked phone calls between Washington and Moscow, also between the United States and its ally, as they warn the Kremlin against nuclear escalation. Kyiv and Washington have both rejected the absurd claims from top Russian officials and state media that Ukraine intends to detonate a dirty bomb on its own soil. The sheriff in metropolitan Phoenix, Arizona, said Monday he's stepping up security around ballot drop boxes in his area after a series of incidents involving people intimidating voters. Maricopa County Sheriff Paul Penzone said during a news conference his office has referred 2 incidents to county prosecutors for potential criminal charges. The Department of Justice is going after 2 Chinese intelligence officers here in America.
The Justice Department has unsealed charges against 2 Chinese intelligence officers that the agency alleges worked to obstruct the DOJ's investigation of a telecommunications giant. It's 1 of 3 cases the Justice Department unsealed against more than 12 individuals associated with the Chinese government, 11 of whom were intelligence officers, according to FBI Director Christopher Wray. Here's Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Over the past week, the Justice Department has taken several actions to disrupt criminal activity by individuals working on behalf of the government of the People's Republic of China.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.